Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
My name is Darren, and I've been part of this church for about a year and a half now. And before that, like Pastor Bruce said, I was doing full-time campus ministry with Campus Crusade, or also called CRU. And now I still serve in campus ministry here, along with some other things. And I'm just really glad to have this opportunity to share a little bit about how God has worked in my life. And the emphasis is a little, because I don't have too much time. So I'm going to go into it right now. I think there are two important moments in my life that I want to highlight. But just some quick background, I was born and raised here in Taiwan, and during my early years, life was just mostly about school, because I mean that's just part of culture. Academics was everything. So I only really focused on being a good student, and thankfully I was a good student. So life was pretty okay. It was just really boring, to be honest. But you know, I was young. I didn't think very much of it because I was meeting all the expectations, and that was all I knew, you know. But I mean, I did go to church actually and Sunday school regularly because my parents are strong believers. But unfortunately, that didn't make much of a difference in my life because the disconnect between church and school was just too much. And I spent most of my time at school. So, you know, my Christianity was very limited. It was just memorizing Bible verses, knowing those Jesus stories instead of a real relationship with God. And so life kind of just went on like this until my family moved to the U.S. when I was 16. It was in 2009, and I didn't want to leave my comfort zone, but it's not like there's anything I could do. You know, I was a teenager. I was going to live here by myself. So I went. So I started going to public high school in the States as a junior, and it was terrible, honestly. Because all I knew was just my little bubble in Taiwan, and now I was in a completely different world. Like, I mean, like, it really was like a different world. I didn't know anybody. I was afraid to talk to people. You know, I was socially awkward and all that. I just didn't know how to do life anymore because it was not about getting good grades anymore, and that's all I knew how to do. And I felt like I lost the direction of my life. I felt like I lost everything. You know, life was lonely, and it was just really confusing for me. But things started to change when I started going to this high school group at a church nearby. And it was a pretty standard, like, American youth group with worship, like, games and all that. Like, you know, if you know, you know. But I was pretty blown away, like, back then, because I'd never been around so many Christians my age, you know, in high school. And then people were actually pretty nice to me, and they took interest in me as a person. Like, they would actually have normal conversations with me to get to know me, which didn't happen in high school. So I just felt like these people were really different. So that's how I got started to get involved. I joined their small groups, their camps, and all that stuff. I just wanted to spend more time with this new community that I found. And I saw that people live differently, and it was attractive to me. They accepted me. They didn't care about my grades or anything like that. And of course, so throughout that time, I got to learn more about God as well. I'm not sure I would say like I really began a personal relationship with Jesus at that moment, but my view of life did begin to slowly shift. And I realized there was much more to the Christian life than just going to church, memorizing Bible verses, getting all the prizes in Sunday school and stuff like that, you know? So back then, I can't pinpoint a time, but I made a personal decision, my heart. Okay, I want to be serious about this Christian faith. Like, this is what I want to do. And obviously, I was still very immature as a person, as a believer. But this decision, it laid a very important foundation in my life, and it actually impacted a lot more decisions that I made later on. So This is the first moment that I wanted to highlight in my life, how God brought me to the States and found this new community. Now, I went through it pretty quickly because I wanted to you know, share more about another very important moment. You know, normally when I share my testimony, this is actually where I would stop. But, you know, but since today we're talking about how God has really tangibly transformed our lives, I feel like I do have to share this other moment. I mean, sometimes feel a little embarrassed sharing about it, but, you know, it's my life. It's how God works. So. Okay, you'll see. So fast forward, I went to college. And I wanted to find a Christian community just like my church. I felt like this is very important. I gotta find one. So I joined Crew, and it's one of the largest and oldest campus ministries for those of you who might not be familiar. And I got connected really quickly. Eventually, I met some of my best friends that I still talk to this day. I think, yeah. Oh, it's a little blurry, but yeah. I mean, you can still tell which one I am. that's good. That's good. Yeah. So these are some of the guys that I met in Crew, and we lived together for a couple years. So and there are a lot of other people that I knew, of course. But having this solid foundation of growth, you know, in my faith and this community of other believers, it was so invaluable in my college years, and especially for this moment that I'm going to share. Okay, so around my junior year, there's a girl that I liked. I got your attention. It was a test. Knew it. That's good. I'm glad you're listening. So sorry, I'm not gonna go into details. I don't have time for that. But sorry, Kat. But honestly, it's not as important as what God was doing during my life. You know, at that time. So all you need to know is, so there's this girl that I liked. She didn't like me. Instead, she liked one of my roommates and ended up together. Okay. Guys, it's okay. I'm over it. Thanks for the thing for sympathy. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, let's focus. I was very heartbroken, of course. I imagine a lot of you if you have been through, say, like a breakup or rejection or something like that, and you would know it's a really powerful experience, and it can really shake you. And for me, it was the first time that I've ever experienced that kind of pain, and I just didn't understand why I was feeling that way. But later, I look back, I realize, you know, what was happening is I had put my value and identity in this girl's affection for me. So I was trying very hard to say and do the right things. But I just, you know, nothing was changing. I couldn't win her affection. And this roommate that she ended up with, he was just doing his own thing. You know, he just didn't care much. But this girl somehow fell in love with him. So I'm a logical person, and this is how my logical mind was being very helpful. Okay, so for me, I was doing my best effort, you know, but somehow, like, I was worse than this guy who put in no effort, quote unquote, in my mind. You know, he didn't do anything to try to be intentional with the relationship. So the conclusion that I came to was, I'm just nothing. I'm good for nothing. You know, I'm a terrible person. There's no hope that anyone will love me. That's what my logical mind came to. So it was a lie, of course, but back then I didn't know. And my mind was just constantly focused on these very toxic thoughts, and it just completely wrecked me. So fast forward a little bit. So back then there was a really nice park close to my house. And you can put on the next picture. So I went there initially really just to get some space. I will always sit at that tree because, you know, I'm a creature of habit. And I always go to the same spot, that same tree. So I would start to listen to sermons by Pastor Tim Keller, if some of you know. And I would also try to read those Bible passages that the sermon was on. So this was actually the first time that I read the Bible intentionally and consistently. And Pastor Tim, he has a way of explaining things very clearly and connecting the Bible through our lives. And he always connected the messages back to Jesus and what he did on the cross. And eventually things started to connect in my mind and make sense. I will often reflect on what I heard and what I read. I will walk around the park and pray. It would take like 2 or 3 hours each time. There's a lot on my mind, you know, and I'll go multiple times a week. And eventually, like, something started to happen that were kind of difficult for me to describe. I think it was God was meeting with me, and it's like we were having conversations. Now, I'm not talking just me talking. Like, I mean, it's a two-way conversation. And I wasn't just reading words on the page. Like, it was really like somebody was speaking to me, and specifically about the situation that I was dealing with. Back then, I was still learning how to process my emotions and put them into words. But I really sensed that God was listening to me. He was engaging with me in this situation. And you know me, you know I don't like abstraction. I don't like mysticism. But I don't know how else to put it. Like, it was kind of a supernatural thing. Like, it wasn't an audible voice, but I also knew it wasn't just fleeting emotions, and it wasn't just me talking to myself. Like, I do that, so I know it's not the same. Not the same. So, yeah, I really believe it was somewhat supernatural. So I just continued this quiet time in the park, this conversation with God for a while, and I feel like God was teaching me a lot of different things. But I also wrestled with him about what was happening in my life, and you know that took quite a while. Now, of course, I was still experiencing a lot of emotional pain. But what I can say is this ended up being some of the best, some of the sweetest fellowship that I ever had with God. So I'll just share some of the most important things that I learned. So I've heard the gospel, heard the good news of Christianity many times, and you know how we are sinners, we broke relationship with God and became lost, and how Jesus, the Son of God, came and died for our sins, so this relationship can be restored. So I heard this many times, but now it's starting to become personally relevant to me. Like, I started to actually feel convicted of my own sin. And you think about it, it's kind of funny because in many ways, maybe I look like the victim in this situation. But really, no, like I did wrong by putting this girl above God and letting her approval define my identity. So it might seem strange that God will help me, God will make me see my sin when I was already feeling pretty terrible about everything. But really what I realized is that he was helping me build a real relationship with him. You know, we talk about the Christian message of forgiveness, right? But the message of forgiveness will mean nothing to somebody who doesn't see himself as sinful, right? So seeing this sin in me really helped me to cherish Jesus and what he did for me. So after that, God also had to help me deal with those lies that I was talking about. So one of the most difficult emotions that I was dealing with back then was this feeling of rejection, of course, you know, this feeling of not being chosen as worthy of love. And so during my time with God, you know, I was talking with him, and I heard something that I still remember to this day. And as I was processing these emotions, I sensed God speak to me, says, "Darren, I chose you. You know, I chose you before you knew me, and I've loved you. It's not about anything that you did or didn't do. Like, I chose you simply because I wanted you." And those words echoed in my heart for a really long time. And this helped tremendously to help me fight the lies and those negative emotions. So I was able to, it took a long time, but I was able to slowly come out of this difficult situation. But I also want to mention that I didn't just get through it by doing this a long time with God, and that's not all I did. There were two guys specifically that helped me a lot through this difficult experience. So one was a brother from church, another was my crew small group leader at the time. My roommates were around too, of course, and they knew what was going on, but you know, since the situation was kind of in our circle, it was a little bit different, it was a little awkward. So I really confided in these two men, and they just listened to me. Like, they affirmed me in who I am as a child of God and shared about their own painful past as well. So it wasn't anything crazy. They were just there. They were just present. They would pick up my calls of whatever it might be, and they would meet with me on short notice if I really needed it. So God was speaking to me through his word, like I mentioned, but these brothers really helped me solidify the truth about myself. Okay, so some more time passed, and one day I came across, I was reading again, and I came across this verse that changed the way that I see things and also impacted the trajectory of my life. So it's in John 17:3. I think I have a slide here. So it says, so Jesus said this when he was praying towards the end of his life. It says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So it just clicked with me. You know, what I had been experiencing with God was so good because it was actually a taste of eternal life. So eternal life is really about knowing God. It's not just living forever. You know, I wouldn't want to live forever in this world if nothing changes. That would suck, right? But it's not just knowing about him, like knowing the stories, like when I was a kid. It's really about knowing him personally, like getting to know a person, like a human being deeply. So then I started to realize that that means there is nothing better than a person than to know God personally. Right? Because what can be better than eternal life? That was the conclusion that I came to. So what God wants is for us to know him deeply, to know how much he loves us, and to be in this relationship with him forever. So this realization was crucial, actually, to my decision to go into campus ministry eventually, because I wanted to help others know God. Like, I wanted them to experience what I had experienced. It was simple as that. And back then, I was also starting to feel like my major, I studied computer science, like, yeah, I started to realize, yeah, maybe it's not really for me. So you know, a lot of factors too. But I started looking into Cruise opportunities to serve because they had a lot of opportunities. It was a big organization. It just seemed like a natural open door for me. So I decided to go on a 1-year stint or a short-term international trip after I graduated. So that was actually, yeah, so that was the start of my full-time ministry days. And, you know, the rest is history. Don't have time for that. Ask me later. So I want to just close, and I want to share one of my favorite verses all time. It's in Romans 8:28. Probably heard it before many times. So it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So you see how God used these difficult times in my life, you know, the transition to America and this pain of rejection. Like, he was breaking down these wrong things that I was living for and to rebuild my identity and my purpose through a personal relationship with him. You know, he can use the most difficult moments for our lives for good. And, you know, we talk about the ultimate good is knowing him, which is eternal life. Okay, so besides this personal experience with God, I think you can also see another common thread in my story, and that really is just the power of community, right? When I felt lost as a foreigner in high school, it was a community of that church that drew me in and helped me became serious in my faith. And that's why it's so important. Like, we'll reach out to international students all the time at the NTU and different campuses. Like, you know, my life was changed that way. And when I was struggling with this hardship in college, like, these men walked alongside me and spoke God's truth into my life. And community can be as simple as just getting to know somebody, inviting them to spend more time together. I mean, like, yeah, that's exactly what changed my life. Like, it wasn't anything super crazy. So, because you just don't know what people are going through until you really get to know them. You just don't know how much impact you can have with these seemingly small actions, and, you know, having a conversation, inviting them to spend time. Like, you know, I was dealing with those heavy things. Like, those are some serious questions I was dealing with, right? Like, am I really good for nothing? Am I really going to believe that? Or am I going to believe what God says? You know, I need to have another voice in my life. So I'm saying, like, you don't need to be like a full-time missionary to do this. Like, this is why I really believe, besides the good news of Jesus, besides, you know, reading Bible and relationship with God, I think community is probably the most important part of the Christian life. Like, I will go as far as saying that. And we always talk about community at church. Like, you won't come here for a week, then you don't hear about community. Like, it's always going to be something we talk about. But it's not for no reason. Like, I really believe in it. So lastly, I just want to encourage you all, you know, get to know people, draw them into a healthy spiritual community. And in our personal lives, let's continue to get to know God as well, and then help others do the same. Okay, so that is the end of my sharing. Thank you. Right now, I'm going to invite up my good friend Mandy, and she also has an awesome story. I'm still gonna be up here, but I'm gonna step out of the spotlight. I'm just gonna be a translator, so eyes on her. Like, don't worry about me.
Hi everyone, good to see you here. I'm Mandy, and today I want to share about how God has worked in my life, and then we'll translate. Okay. 在我大二的时候，跟开始跟 朋友一起去参加小组。
So in my sophomore year of college, I started to go to small group with my friends.
然后他们就像你们一样开始跟我传福音。And
like you guys, they started to share the gospel with me.
然后开始说一些我觉得超过我理解范围的内容。And
they started to talk about these things that was just over my head, like I didn't understand it.
例如耶稣复活啦，耶稣死里复活啊。You're
talking about like Jesus coming back from the dead, the resurrection from the dead. What?
我心里想说，你在跟我开玩笑吗？Are you
kidding me? Is this for real?
然后当他们表达到说耶稣是唯一的真神，唯一的拯救的时候。So
when they mentioned Jesus is the only God, the only Savior and Lord,
我心里其实是摇摇头。I
was just, you know, in my mind, I was just shaking my head.
心想，哎呦。
这些傻瓜，这种坏心。These silly people, they even believe this kind of stuff?
我要来拯救你们。I
am going to come save you. That's what I thought.
但是现在看起来傻瓜是我，我今天在这边去跟你们讲神在我生命当中做的事情。
So yeah, now I look like a silly person, you know, and now what God was doing in my life. Right?
于是我开始每周最期待的就是去参加小组。
So I started really looking forward to going to small group every week. So I would debate with them with these logical, difficult questions.
But
it became the most interesting club extracurricular activity for me in college.
I
thought of this as like a debate club. Because I wanted to help them, like, you know, help them restore their logical and reasoning abilities.
但他们似乎发现用逻辑比不过我。
So they seem to have realized, well, they can't beat me just with logic and reasoning.
所以有一个弟兄呢，他就很想要挑战我。
So this brother in Christ, he really wanted to challenge me.
他就要用一些神迹奇事要让我信主。
So he wanted to use miracles to help me believe.
有一天他开始很神秘的跟我说。
So this one day he kind of said in a mysterious tone.
嘿，你知道吗？ 圣灵充满我的时候，我的手会抖动。So
did you know that when the Holy Spirit filled me, my hands are gonna shake, you know, like that.
然后我就一直观察他的手。So
I just stare at his hand.
然后我就说，Oh really? It's true. And I want to share you a secret about me. My hand also can shake without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, sorry. I don't need to translate that. Yeah.
然后这位弟兄就是一直不放弃。So
this brother was very persistent.
他说，那你试试看有什么是祷告你做不到的事情。So
think about like what's something that you just can't do unless you pray and ask God.
然后我就说，哦，好啊，减肥。So
yeah, that's right. Going on a diet, losing weight.
女生嘛，喜欢吃甜食又不爱动。Yeah,
I said, yeah, you know, lady, I love eating sweets. I don't like to exercise.
我说那我就祷告这个好了。
So okay, I'll pray about that.
于是我真的开始每天睡前我就为这件事情祷告。
So I really started to pray before bed every day for this.
它很神奇，是三个月的时间内我瘦了10公斤。
So the amazing thing is in 3 months, I lost 10 kilograms.
很神奇，对不对？
Is that amazing?
但是我还是不相信。
But I still didn't believe.
然后其实我在跟他们辩论的时候，我都有读圣经。
Actually, when I was debating with them, I was reading the Bible. Because I thought, if you want to debate with somebody, you got to understand where they're coming from.
So,
you know, the funny thing is that how you persecuted other people in the beginning, God's going to use the same way to do it to you.
所以在我大三的时候，神通过两句经文开始对我说话。
So in my third year of college, God started to use these two verses to speak to me.
一个是希伯来书，还有约翰福音。
Hebrews and then John. Okay, so the first one, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And second verse is John 20:29. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
那时候我看只是两句经文就开始思考。
So I saw these two verses and I started to reflect.
Yeah, 如果看见了，那个不叫相信，那叫事实。
So if I could see it, it's not really believing, it's just fact.
所以我决定跟神说，我先相信你。
Okay, so I decided to talk God. Okay, I think I'll believe you for now.
所以我同时也跟天父祷告说。
And also I pray to God.
我真的不够认识你。
I really don't know you very well.
但我愿意先相信你。
But I'm willing to believe you for now.
然后请你帮助我突破我的理性。
And please help me to break down this logical side of me.
这成为我每天祷告的事项之一。
And this became one of my things that I regularly prayed for.
然后我记得接着是在2012年的12月31号的凌晨。
I remember it was in 2012, December 31st, and it was in midnight. All of a sudden, I received the gift of speaking tongues.
那个真的是超过我的理智。
That really was beyond what I could understand.
Yeah, 所以我那时候就觉得，哇，神你是真的。
So I realized, wow, God, you're real.
所以我开始有, 神在我读书还有考试的两个方面转变我。
So and then God was changing me through my studies and exams.
我不再翘课，也不再帮同学作弊。
So I stopped skipping class and stopped cheating for my classmates.
然后，其实以前如果拒绝他们的要求，是真的会被讨厌。
So actually, back then, if I were to turn them down, like you know, they're gonna start to dislike me.
我还记得我考期末考的时候，鼓起勇气跟他们说。
And I remember during the midterm, I mustered my courage and told them.
我不能再这样了，因为我信主了。
So I can't do this anymore because I you know I put my faith in Jesus now.
我要依靠神，好好读书，荣耀他。
I'm going to depend on God. I'm going to do well in school and glorify Him.
然后其实我们的科系有很多要背的东西。
Actually, our major there are a lot of things that we had to memorize.
如果没有互相之间彼此作弊的话，基本是通过不了。
So if we don't like help each other cheat, it's basically impossible to pass.
但感谢神,
but praise God. I never flunked a class.
我甚至靠着神拿了奖学金。
Even because of God, I got the scholarship.
Yeah, 但你知道刚刚很有趣的分享当中,
the earlier when I was sharing these humorous things.
但其实你们知道我大一的生活是怎么样的吗?
But did you know how I lived my life in my freshman year?
其实我上大学之后，大一开始，我觉得像断了线的风筝一样，失去了方向。
So I feel like I lost my purpose and direction. It was like the kite without the string.
我读着我根本不喜欢的专业。
So I was studying something that I didn't like at all.
然后也因此对未来感到迷茫。
So I started to feel lost about my future.
所以我经常翘课。
So that's why I skip class very often.
然后熬夜玩电脑玩到天亮。
I would stay up all night playing video games.
然后疯狂追星。
I would, it's a binge watch shows and yeah.
然后追星是一个很长故事，以后再分享。
That's a long story. We'll talk about it later.
总而言之，我用各种方式去掩盖一切的痛苦跟绝望的感受。
Basically, I was just using every method to try to cover up my pain and difficulties.
但神其实是在大三时在教会的支持下。
The amazing thing is when I was in my junior year with the support of church.
然后我去 Every Nation 参加了 Campus Exposure.
So I went to Every Nation to attend this Campus Exposure event.
在最后一天的时候有个先知服事性的环节。
So at the end there was like a prophetic ministry part.
神通过那位先知对我说。
So God spoke through this prophet to me.
其实你觉得你每天活得像个机器一样。
So you feel like every day just living like a robot.
然后你觉得不知道自己的未来是在哪里。
You don't know where your future lies.
其实你也不喜欢你的专业。
So you actually don't like your professional major.
然后你找不到走下去的理由。
You can't find a reason to keep going.
但神说他对你有伟大的计划。
But God says He has an amazing, awesome plan for you.
你读的科系是神的心意之一。
The major that you're studying for right now is actually a part of God's plan.
你的出生是神圣的。
Your birth is sacred and holy.
你的未来都在我的手里。
Your future is in my hands.
我实在真的很惊讶。
So I was really surprised.
因为我大一的这种心境，我没有跟任何人说过。
Because what I was going through in my freshman year, I never told anybody.
但神都知道。
But God knows.
然后那时候记得哭得稀里哗啦，人生第一次哭成那样子。
So I remember I was just bawling, weeping. Like, I never cried like that before.
我觉得很感动的是。
What I felt like was really touched me.
有位神比我想象中的还了解我。
There is a God who knows me more than what I've imagined.
而且他比我想象中还爱我。And
there's a God who loves me more than I ever imagined.
所以我也真的很感谢神，这样的日子没有过太久。So
I'm really thankful to God that I didn't live very long under those circumstances.
我是不敢想象那时候我没有信主的话，现在我会变成怎么样。So
I really can't imagine what would happen to me if I didn't, you know, put my faith in God.
后来我就跟神说。And
there I was telling God.
你说什么我就做什么。So
whatever you say, I'll do.
然后即便我不知道做了有什么意义会发生什么事。So
even if I don't know why I'm doing this, even if I don't know what's going to happen.
只要是你要我做，我就去做。If
that's something you want me to do, I'm going to do it.
所以我开始接受我的师母带我做一对一。So
my pastor's wife, she was going through one-to-one with me.
然后其他弟兄姐妹帮助我去读圣经，更认识神，还有认识他的价值观。
My other brothers and sisters, they helped me read the Bible, helped me understand the values and these things about Christianity.
其实你们看出来吗？我以前是个非常冷漠的人。
So can you tell? Like I was actually a very cold person.
Yeah, 我真的很不喜欢团体活动。
I really dislike group things.
这个对我来说实在是太多了。
This is just way too many people. I agree.
因为我觉得有人的地方一定会有磨合跟争吵。
Because I think like, you know, whenever there's people, there's going to be conflict, there's going to be disputes and things like that.
然后觉得很麻烦。
I just think it's such a hassle.
但我感谢神，就是他透过教会的家人们帮助我，还有陪伴我。
But I really thankful to God that He was using my family and church to walk alongside me to help me.
帮助我用属神的眼光看人事物。
To use God's perspective to look at others and things.
也在我开始在带学生一对一还有小组的时候。
And when I was doing one-to-one with students and leading small groups.
我看到学生真的在主里面找到他的人生目的。
So I saw students finding the purpose of their lives in God.
我看到他们的核心身份被恢复。
I see like their identity starting to get restored.
而且在带门徒这奇妙之旅当中。
And in this really amazing journey of discipleship.
我真的看见神多么爱他的孩子。
I saw how much God loves his children.
而且神多么的渴望他能够就是那些孩子能够认出他。
How he desires for these children to recognize him, get to know him.
所以渐渐神似乎把想要看到更多年轻人信主的渴望放在我心上。
So God placed desire in my life, the desire to see more young people get to know God.
所以这也是我为什么去年回应神成为全职。
And this is why I answered the calling last year to become a full-time minister.
这又是另外一个故事，有
机会再分享。That's another story for another time.
Okay, can I show the picture?
This picture?
这个是我二十岁的时候。
So this is when I was 20 years old.
这是我们的小组。
This is our small group.
And next. 这一张是我还记得是早上七点跟两个学生吃早餐。
The picture on the left, I remember it was at 7 a.m. I was eating breakfast with two students.
七点起床真的是要了命。
Yeah, so waking up at 7, man, that's killing me.
然后另外一边是在我们的牧师师母家。
And the other one is we were at our pastor and his wife's place.
解释一下遮住他们是因为他们都是中国的。
The reason that we had these funny faces on is because they were, yeah, they're from China, so we had to protect them.
然后这是在我们这是在校园的行走祷告。
So this is a prayer walk on campus.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Oh my. 这边这个是圣诞 party 在我们家。
Okay, this is a Christmas party at our place.
那时候我跟三个姐妹我们一起租了一个房子在校园的附近。
So yeah, I was renting a place with three other sisters close to campus.
就是想邀请学生可以来我们家。
Because we want to invite students over.
然后另外，这张是受洗。
And this one is a baptism.
都是学生。
They're all students.
Yeah, and nice light. And this is worship night. All the young. 对，
yeah,
全部都是学生。
Worship night, wow.
这个是 DISC 的活动。
What is that?
心理测试 DISC.
Oh, DISC. Yeah, so this is like a DISC, you know, like the personality test. It's like a seminar thing.
Yeah. 好，下一张。这个是夏令营。
So this is a summer camp.
Yeah, 我就是在这个时候学会怎么跟团体相处。
This is when I learned how to, interact with groups.
200多个人，太可怕。
Over 200 people, it's crazy.
所以看到这些照片，我每次想起来，我真的很盼望是能够在 Every Nation 看到更多的年轻人被得着、被兴起。
Yeah, so every time I look at these pictures, I really just desire, I want to see more young people at Every Nation, you know, being raised up and get to know God.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.